This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show, the 30th of June, 2003, on this live Monday edition. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. Definitely want to check those out multiple times daily. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Mike Hansen, who's done camera work for me and worked on my TV show here in Austin, is going to be joining me. He runs a fireworks stand trying to raise money for his run for political office here in Austin, this time as a county constable. And he sleeps out there in a mobile trailer by the fireworks stand. And over the weekend, he woke up to people who had broken into it and were unloading the fireworks stand and its contents. And he went out there in his underwear, subdued two of them. One of the three fled and stood there in his underwear, pointing a gun at them. This is a great example of what the Second Amendment is all about. And it turns out these guys had hit a whole bunch of other fireworks stands and cars and had been on a robbery spree all over South Austin into Kyle, the town south of Austin. And it all stopped due to a citizen armed with the Second Amendment. It's why we have lower crime rates in cities, in states that still have some semblance of America's first freedom. So we'll talk about that in about 30 minutes. Then in the next hour, another local case. I was listening to local radio and heard about this case last week. Child Protective Services doesn't just take people's children now. They try to take your neighbor's children if they refuse to lie in court about you. And they tortured one family so bad that the mother had a stroke. I mean, who wouldn't when they're trying to take your kids? And they think it's real funny. And that's coming up in the next hour. In the meantime, interesting Scotsman story about paganism exploding in the United Kingdom. And there's a photograph we've had to blur, but you can link through to the original Scotsman article, with a giant satanic orgy going on, basically. They're all dancing around naked. And it's becoming the fashionable thing, and the young people are all getting involved, and they burn effigies of and carry out these druid rituals. And they claim it's all fun, and it's no big deal. And they admit Harry Potter has helped promote this, and now it's the fastest-growing religion in the United Kingdom. But they're also having a problem with people's dogs, cats, and horses being stolen and then being found with their hearts cut out, their intestines cut out, in satanic rituals. But the Wiccans say that's not us. Sure. The very druids that you fancy yourselves after, they found thousands of bodies in the peat bogs and in the boneyards, and where they would have the Burning Man, but they would tie up women and children inside wicker effigies and burn them to death. That's where the word bonfire or bonefire comes from. You can check your Encyclopedia Britannica for that one. So I'm tired of the denials by the Wiccans and the rest of you that, oh, we're just white magic, we're nice and friendly. You're the low-level idiots being sucked into serious mind control cults. You want to call in and disagree? I'd love to hear from you. If you are a Wiccan or into the occult, or if you think this is all terrible, what's happening, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I also want to get into the economy. California going bankrupt. What's happening with the war with Iraq, how they now say they're going into Syria and Iran, and they're canceling even the puppet elections they were going to have, the terrible things that are happening to the troops, and I'm talking about the shootings, but also the bigger issue of the depleted uranium, which they now admit, product is in their bloodstream and causing serious health problems. We'll be right back for all the real news that affects you and your family.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, my cameraman, been on many missions with me, including inside Bohemian Grove a few years ago, held off and apprehended two robbers over the weekend. And one of them got away, but he did apprehend two of the three. That's coming up in about 25 minutes. Then, of course, in the next hour, we'll talk about CPS, how if you don't testify against your neighbor when they're trying to take your neighbor's children with no evidence, they then try to take your children, and after you have a stroke and are in the hospital from the stress, they laugh about it because they're sadistic demons. Now that's coming up as well in the next hour. In the meantime, we have news of the economy, the new TIPS program called Operation Talon, to be run domestically with increased funding. As we told you, we now have the official name of it. Just a lot of key news and information coming up today, this morning, tonight, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in. I also want to take a lot of calls today, and I want to try to go to your calls quickly and get your question, your comment out as quickly as possible and move on. I've been getting pretty bad about not going to your calls early and then keeping folks on the line for a long time. Toll-free number to join us on any news item you'd like to mention, any news story in your area, something you saw on television. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Example of what I'm talking about. I got in from Dallas, Texas last night, visiting family with my wife. We sat down and watched a show about the Spartans. And they neglected to give a lot of the history of the Spartans, but they talked about their famous battle at Philippi, if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm not good at pronouncing such words, terms. And but I, you know, read about it and heard about it. But they kept cutting back to the U.S. Marine Corps and saying, this is our super elite. This is the Spartans. And I've just got a bunch of comments about that because I have nothing against the Marine Corps. And certainly they have the esprit de corps, more esprit de corps than any other branch, general branch of the armed services. But to compare the Marines to the Spartans and then to inculcate that mindset, I don't know, it's just not historically accurate, but we see the New World Order propaganda integrated into every program. The next show that came on to the Discovery Channel, I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched about 20 minutes of it until about 10:30 or so and had to turn it off because it was making me so angry. It was Future Weapons of Future Soldiers. I believe that was the name of the show. I actually taped it, but it was showing all the futuristic weapons. Maybe you saw it. And they made the point, not once, not twice, but three times, that the Special Forces troops, that quote, will be melded with microchips and implanted with microchips in the future, that these Special Forces troops, never giving us their names by name, were actually in Afghanistan 6 months. One of them was there 6 months, some were there 2 months, before 9/11, preparing the attack on the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Now, here it is, hidden in plain view. We've read the articles where the Air Force had bin Laden, after he supposedly bombed the Kohl and the Khobar Towers and the embassies in Africa. They had bin Laden dozens of times in their sights. They had his lieutenants in their sights, and they would be ordered by Special Operations Command in Florida. This is on the record, AP, Reuters, you name it, Washington Times, MSNBC, not to kill bin Laden. And Bush had the launch orders to attack Afghanistan on his desk 2 days before. The plan had already been drawn up, but he had it on his desk 2 days before 9/11. They were waiting for the pretext, which they were controlling and authoring and driving. And then I'm watching this show, and they're admitting that the Special Forces were all in place, ready to take down the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. I mean, you talk about prior knowledge, this is getting ridiculous. And here it was, hidden in plain view. Then the show went on to talk about this global army force, and they wear black uniforms and black helmets and black visors, and they will send in hover drones, and now since the terrorists attacked us, they're going to have to act domestically. And as I said, I turned it off. I was tired, and just it was making me too angry, and I went to bed. Maybe you saw the second half of the show. I watched 20-30 minutes of it. The Future Weapons of Future Soldiers, or whatever it was called. There's just so much propaganda, it's everywhere. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. But here they are, by name, showing us the Special Forces soldiers who were there in Afghanistan preparing to direct the military strikes that supposedly brought down the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. What the show didn't tell you was the admitted fact that our generals captured their generals and were ordered to release them after having some of them in custody for 2 weeks, and that they were hopping mad over it because the generals aren't all New World Order. They're just compartmentalized with the information they have. And it gets worse down to the grunts at the low level. They didn't mention that the head of Pakistani intelligence, the founder of Taliban and Al-Qaeda, old-time CIA officer, was in the White House and at the Congress 2 days before 9/11, and that he wired $100,000 to Mohammed Atta, or that most of the hijackers have been found to still be alive, and that they were given money and cars and credit cards. and that the FBI lived with them in their houses in Florida and California and Houston, Texas and Dallas, Texas and Oklahoma City, and that Mossad was involved with them as well. This is all in the mainstream news, but just report here, report there. They just calmly, dryly report it. They're patsies. That's it. I mean, this weekend I went back to Dealey Plaza. I'd been there before. Colonel Craig Roberts talks about anybody who's been a sniper to go to Dealey Plaza. You know how ridiculous it is that the guy supposedly got three shots off from the Texas School Book Depository building. Well, there I was, standing by the manhole in the separations in the fence where Mr. Harrelson and others took their shots and then were later brought into custody by the police. Some of them escaped. But still, they can kill one of our presidents in plain view, the government can, and then tell us that the back of the head blows off when you're shot in the back of the head, which is ridiculous. And they can sell us this story about a bolt-action rifle and a magic bullet and bullet holes all over the car, dozens of them. They can sell us that hijackers simultaneously took over four planes and NORAD was ordered to stand down, but that's okay. I don't know, just the lies, the frauds, the ridiculous nature of the propaganda is all around us. And just to cover and track all the lies becomes a monumental task. But here's some of the news, folks. This is from Newsmax. Report Talon to gather suspicious information for the Department of Defense. First, there was Operation Tips, Attorney General John Ashcroft's plan to enlist civilian workers nationwide to report suspected terrorist activity taken offline last year. The controversial program is reportedly being replaced with Talon, a cutting-edge Department of Defense database designed to snare and distribute raw, non-validated, that's the quote from the document, reports of anonymous activities within the United States, according to a report in Wired. Talon, which will collect and share reports by concerned citizens and military members regarding suspicious incidents, was reportedly outlined in May 2nd, a memorandum to top Pentagon officials from Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz. Involved in your life, folks, Mr. Wolfowitz, the Defense Department, directing the heads of military departments and agencies to begin cranking out Talon reports immediately. Wolfowitz reportedly further instructs DOD personnel to report in accordance with existing policy and law, suspicious activities, including surveillance, tests, and security. And it goes on, the elicitation attempts to hit at intelligence gathering, according to Wired. Well, look, they've already said they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus and put troops on the streets. They already have said that they're going to have them in all the infrastructure, and it's already happening, troops in plain clothes for decades. But let me give you an example of this real world. Driving to Dallas this weekend, and there the big flashing billboards put in by the feds were saying, report illegal guns, report terrorism, if you drink and drive, you'll go to jail, click it or ticket. And this is all the supposed Amber Alert system and the dual use of traffic advisories. But now it's flashing images and toll-free tattletale lines. It'll say, tips, report terrorism. Tips, report illegal guns. And then they've got other billboards put up that show pictures of a revolver, and it says, report illegal guns in Texas. Revolvers aren't illegal, folks. But now my neighbor, if they see a revolver in my house, will call the police on me. So it's not about catching guys in turbans running around with explosives, which don't really exist outside the government, outside agents of the globalist, creating the pretext to take over sovereign nations and set up a police state. It exists in going after your guns, going after homeschoolers, and going after landowners. And it's all over the place. And by the way, they actually increased the funding on TIPS and changed the name. When the Total Information Awareness Network got in trouble, they changed it to Total Terrorism Awareness Network. They changed the name to Talon. They've got all these different names under the same auspices, where everyone's turned into a tattletale, but the border stays wide open. They tell us there's no Patriot Act 2, then they admit there's a Patriot Act 2, but they say it doesn't affect citizens. And then 2 weeks ago, the Justice Department gets before Congress and says in a report, it is for all crimes, misdemeanors, we will go after everyone with the new terror powers. That was the Justice Department's public statement and the report to Congress. But still, people say it doesn't affect citizens. Wake up!
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the power Berkey now, ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of Euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 800-348-4100. That's 800-348-4100.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In science fiction movies and books, written just 10, 15 years ago, where you have a criminal police state government, well, that's what we have today. Stuff written back in the 40s, like 1984, envisioning a high-tech police state, well, we have it today. Brave New World, we're seeing that system set up today. You go see a movie like The Running Man, 1986 movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, with the billboards flashing, report terrorist, curfews, homeland security, media merge with government. And we're now getting it today. Wake up, folks. They've incrementally set it up, and now it's accelerating. Coming up, bioweapon labs will bring threat of lethal viruses to urban America. They're going to build dozens of level 2, level 3, level 4 bioweapons labs in downtown cities. The British government 3 years ago accidentally released foot and mouth. That was admitted calmly in the back of their newspapers, and then they had to kill 8 million sheep and 4 million cows. That's coming up. Also, U.S. begins Iraq crackdown as soldiers found dead. Bipartisan support grows for shifting Iraq patrols to multinational force. That's the U.N. and NATO. Iraq elections canceled by U.S. You can just smell the liberation. Global war looms. They've now gotten internal information, American Free Press has, Gordon Thomas has, about the actual invasion plan of Iran. That's all coming up. But right now, let's go to Bob in Florida. Bob, you're on the air. Welcome.
Howdy, Alex.
How you doing?
Good, sir. Good. Quite well, thank you. I saw those programs on the Discovery Channel, and so glad that you got to see at least one of them and have the other on tape. And by the way, that second one was entitled 21st Century Warriors, and it dealt with all the high-tech technology that's coming down the tubes for our warriors.
Yeah, and they said we're going to look at the soldiers and weapons of the future.
Yeah.
Sorry to get the name right. Again, I taped it and walked out of the room. I couldn't watch the whole thing. But did you see him keep admitting that our special forces were massing right before 911 in Afghanistan?
I wanted to call you as well as John Stadtmiller and discuss both of these programs because of what I was impressed with, especially in that second one. Captain Jason Ammering, who led Special Forces Team 574, and I'm not sure what group he was. I was trying to recall from my days at Fort Bragg when I was involved with some special forces, what the different flashes, that's the shield on the front of the beret, and they have different patterns of colors. If I remember, this guy, Captain Jason Ammering, had a white border on a black field, and I'm not familiar with what that particular group is. But, I thought that the narrator said that he and his team were over there 9 weeks prior, but maybe you're right. Maybe I heard it wrong. Maybe it was 9 months prior.
Well, no, they kept saying this team was there 6 months before. This team was there 2 months before. Every time they showed a new Special Forces team, showed their face, told their names, they would then tell when they had been there.
Oh, yeah, I was just astonished to see that they were there prior to 9/11/2001, dealing with people from the Northern Alliance, the various tribal chieftains, as well as Hamid Karzai, who was preordained almost to step in into
Afghanistan. Yeah, one of the Special Forces commanders says, we were there making contact with Karzai for preparing for the takeover.
Yeah, I wonder how much gold bullion they were laying across the table, or I should say under the table, to the chieftains, etc., you know?
Well, look, I mean, that shows how staged it all is.
Oh, it's
they've already admitted this. Bush had the launch orders on his desk, ready 2 days before.
Yeah, it's disgusting, really. And in regards to that other one about the Spartans at the gates of Hellfire, a.k.a. Thermopylae, where they held off Xerxes and the Persians, this is a point that I brought up about 2 weeks ago to John Stadtmiller. On all of our military vehicles, going back to Gulf War I and even prior, we now have like a chevron. And this is something I've noticed on the shields of all Greeks, and in Greek, that's the letter L. And I'm really concerned as to why we dropped the star.
Well, what the show didn't tell you was that it was a homosexual death cult that held slaves. Now, and they said this is the heart of Western civilization. This is what our Marines are modeled after. Now, the one good thing that the Spartans did say was that, you know, there wasn't a question of fighting and standing up for what they thought was right. See, and I've stated that. There's not a question of fighting the New World Order. If you love your family, there isn't even a question. Now, that was the only good point of the film, but I found it really disturbing to see them really covering up what the Spartans really were. Is that it, sir?
Thanks, Alex.
Hey, thank you. We'll come back and talk to Mike Hansen just for about 10 minutes. I appreciate him joining us. He held off robbers at gunpoint, and then the police apprehended him. Now, that's coming up right here in Austin, Texas, my good buddy. And then we'll talk to Tom and others. Stay with me, Big Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear, who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America. Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our ability.
803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. All right, my friends, Alex Jones back live. We do have more of your calls coming up here in just a few minutes. And I will get more into Operation Talon, the new TIPS program to be run by the Defense Department domestically against you and your family. Also, new bioweapons labs are going to build in most major cities and to counter the crisis they're creating. Bush is creating a new $6 billion fund for forced inoculation for dozens of vaccines, announcing BioShield. We'll talk about the Iraq, the Syria, the Iran, the North Korea situation. North Korea says they're going to go ahead and test another nuclear bomb. They've had them for over 10 years. Our government's helped give them systems to produce 100 warheads a year, according to the Associated Press. As they escalate the crises, it'll bring in world government as the solution. Before I go to Mike Hansen, who held off some robbers this weekend right here in Austin, Texas, a testament to the Second Amendment, I want to invite our listeners to visit a great source of health products, herbs, spices, vitamins, minerals, the real deal, herbalhealer.com. They've been around since 1987. When you call them or email them, they'll send you a free 120-page catalog, a color catalog full of this lexicon of products, this cornucopia of high-quality products from non-fluoride toothpaste to scented, naturally scented bug repellents that work and that aren't toxic, to essential oils. It just goes on and on. You've got to visit herbalhealer.com or call them toll-free to get a free catalog or a free monthly newsletter. Give them a call and tell them Alex Jones sent you. 870-269-4177. They got more stuff than you'll find in any health food store and at great wholesale prices, and they support this show, so give them a call, 870-269-4177, 870-269-4177, or herbalhealer.com. Just get the free catalog. You'll need to read this to see what they have to offer. It'd be like trying to read a middle-sized book on the air to go through all the stuff they offer. So herbalhealer.com. Now, before we go to Mike, I also want to add that I have produced 9 documentary films. The newest video is Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It is 2 hours and 40 minutes long. We cover what Patriot Act 1 and 2 really do. The lies end, the documentation begins. Homeland Security, the TIPS program, Total Information Awareness Network, federal gun confiscation, foreign troops, concentration camps, the cashless society control grid, the latest information. We detail dozens of examples of government-sponsored terrorism where they've been caught red-handed carrying out terror to scare us into submission globally, going back over the last 30, 40 years that we have not covered in other films. Police State 3, Total Enslavement, an amazing film, high-level information, powerful information. 90% of those that are seeing the films are now waking up. We're freeing minds. Please help us in this fight to warn the people to the true nature of the New World Order. Now, the videos are $25.95 apiece, all over 2 hours long, professionally produced. Order 3 or more, they drop down to $20 apiece. Go to Infowars.com or net to order Police State 3, Total Enslavement, 911, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, for any of the great films. I also have my book, Descent into Tyranny, 230 pages, covering 911 and what really happened there, only $12. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts or call toll-free today. 24 hours a day, we've got operators there at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men in tyranny to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So stop doing nothing. Get in the fight, and your purchase supports this broadcast. And I add the caveat, you're authorized and encouraged to make copies of my films for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes to force multiply this information. And I want to thank those that have gotten the films. I want to thank those that have supported us. Without your support, we couldn't have done what we've done here and made the additional films and expanded our work. And InfoWars.com and this show wouldn't be possible. So I want to thank those that have gotten the films. I want to thank those that have made copies. I want to thank those that have aired them on Access TV. God bless you. And for those of you that haven't, please join us in this historic fight against the New World Order. We don't have a choice. We're committed to this fight. And the more we fight the globalists, the less they're going to be able to take over. If we weren't here, things would be much worse right now. All right, Tom and Andrew and others, your calls are coming up in a few minutes. Right now, I want to bring Mike Hansen up. He's been on many trips with me to Bohemian Grove. He's covered urban warfare training, the Marines training to take our guns. He was there in the film Police State 2000. He has run for political office and gotten record votes as a Republican, but lost in these Democrat districts. He's now switched to a Democrat to win, running as constable here in Austin, and he helps run my TV show that we do twice a week, InfoWars and Exposing Corruption, the two shows. And Mike has been on the show before covering the police state. He is running a fireworks stand to raise money for his campaign out there alone at night in a trailer that was donated to us during, loaned to us, loaned to Mike, and what he's doing into the campaign. So he's sleeping in that. And all of a sudden, he wakes up to something interesting, and this story is a testament to the Second Amendment and his courage and why we need the Second Amendment, because Mike stopped a robbery spree that was going on all over South Austin into Kyle, a town south of Austin, with these thugs. And Mike, there was three of them, and by himself, he apprehended two of them until police could get there. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's glad to be anywhere after. And this just happened 6 hours ago, Alex. It happened at 4:30 this morning.
Okay, so it happened, I say this weekend, but going into this week, happened Sunday or I guess Monday morning.
Yeah.
Mike, tell us what happened. Go through the story. It's an amazing story, and you're out there in your underwear with these guys on the ground at gunpoint.
Well, as you know, we have this is just not an average firecracker stand. This is a factory outlet. There's about $32,000 worth of product we have out there. You know, Alex, you've been there. And
well, yeah, but unlike these guys, I actually came and bought some fireworks Thursday.
That's right. But, you know, a lot of these are professional fireworks stuff like you bought that are very expensive items. And you know, we have to have somebody out there. There's usually about 20 to 40 people, volunteers, out there till midnight, and then they all leave. And then I'm there, you know, sleeping in the motor home. And I have a baby monitor that I put in the stand that's nearest the street. Now, we have a back door that's because of the fire code that you have to have a door on each end of the stand. And that door is right near the street, but they had built a fence there. I was sleeping, and I have that baby monitor, and something just woke me up. And by the way, one of the girls that the CPS is trying to steal her child, her and her husband was sleeping like over by the barbecue, a long way away from me, but with their windows up. And I heard something on the baby monitor. I said, well, it's nothing. I'll just get out and check it. But I took the gun with me, but I didn't take my cell phone. That was a mistake. I went around the stand, and I saw a car on the street that was parked on the wrong way. So I walked a little bit over, and I seen that the fence had been cut, and I seen that the door had been open, and they were loading everything they could into those cars as fast as they could get them. And you know, each one of us is like $100 each of those big ones, you know. And so I said, you drop it and get on the ground because I have a gun and I know how to use it. And believe me, they did. And I had the safety off and my finger on the trigger and I wasn't fooling around. And the other one must have ran off, but I had heard something in the stand, so I said, the next person that comes out of that stand's a dead man. And the two on the ground were on the ground in the middle of the street, and the car was in the middle of the street. And here I was in my underwear in the middle of the street, had the gun on them, no way to call. And I was yelling for the girl that was a long way away. You know how far it is back where the motor home is from the street, Alex. And I couldn't.
Let me get straight how crazy the scene is. While you're out there doing this, there's a family hiding out so the government doesn't kidnap their children at the same time there.
That's right. And she's been on TV before. And she
That's how insane it is here in Austin. Okay, go ahead.
It's a Mexican lady and her husband, and they took some of her children, and she had another baby, and they're trying to get that one because they're at risk. Everything's at risk now. But
you got that, diabetes, they kidnap your kids. You got husband's in an automobile accident. You're a single parent now. Your husband's paralyzed. They take your kids.
Well, that's what we do here in Austin. We fight them on both ends, the criminals on one end and the criminals on the other end. But anyway, I was yelling for her, and she couldn't hear me because they had the window up, so I had to march them. Well, first of all, I told you on the phone this morning, Alex, that a big dually truck and another truck had two. I had them on the ground for 10 minutes.
This is a major road that goes by the fireworks stand.
And I was waving, saying, I need you to call the sheriff. This is out in the county. It's not in the city. It's in the county. I said, I need you to call it. They passed me up. I was in my underwear with a gun trained on somebody. It was a Hispanic and a white man. And nobody would stop to help me, Alex. I mean, nobody would render aid. So I had to march them to the RV. And then by that time, she heard me and she called 911. So 911, I made sure that 911 knew that I had them at gunpoint, and that when they came, that they knew I had them at gunpoint. I wasn't a criminal. So I gave the gun to the lady and said, if they move, shoot them. I need to go get my clothes on. So I went and got my clothes on, came back, and it took 20 minutes for these cops to get there. And it's not their fault, Alex, because they only have one sheriff, deputy sheriff for this whole area out here. They come from all around the county. They were going 110 miles an hour trying to get here, but it still took them that long. My point is that if I wouldn't have had the gun, these people wouldn't have been stopped. These people had robbed stuff from Pflugerville all the way down to Buda all night long. They had stereos that they ripped out of people's trucks and stuff, and they had real nice cameras, video cameras. They had smashed windows out all over the county, and they had a whole car load of loot besides what they had stole from me, and they were trying to steal more.
Well, that's par for the course, but that's why here in Texas we can sleep in our homes at night, though, because the crooks will get stuff off the street or out of fireworks stands. They don't like coming in the houses because they know that they'll get holes put in their body where they're not supposed to be. I'm just glad you're okay, Mike.
Well, fortunately, I send off the money every night, to the bank, and we did have some, in that one stand, $19 bills and two $5 bills.
But
the one that got away with the money, but the other two,
Well, Mike, you need to tell me what the police did when they pulled up. What was that like?
I told them. I kept telling them, 911, I have a gun, and when he gets here, I'll put it away, and that's what I did. They were very nice, Alex. They told me to tell you hi. They all knew you. They are very much on your side and the whole movement side, and they were very nice. I have to give them that, and they did.
Well, of course, the patrol cops are nice. We're talking about the detectives that are dealing the drugs and running the prostitution around here.
Well, they didn't say one thing about the gun. I told them it's right there on the window of the RV, and they didn't even look at it, take pictures, or do anything.
Yeah, we're in a lot of states. They arrest you now.
That's right. I thought I figured I'd be in big trouble for doing that. But
so that's good. So how many police responded?
About eight cars.
So what'd they do to these punks?
They put them in the back seat of the car and took them off. But a lot of people are going to be getting their stuff back because this was a. It could have been, like a sophisticated ring because they had all sorts of stuff. And I asked
Mike, last week in my neighborhood, I pull up. I'm going to the grocery store. I watch a Suburban pull up about 20 yards down the street, stop. Two guys ride up with bikes, throw them in the bike, and go, this is quite a haul. I run out to get the license number. They didn't have lights on their over their license plates. They sped away. But there is just petty thievery going on all over the place. I'm getting sick of it. I almost, almost grabbed a gun and followed them. And I said, you know what? I'm going to end up getting blown away by the cops if I stop these guys stealing bicycles.
Well, we have liberty up to the time you violate somebody's property or their person. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, I hear you. No, I'm glad you're okay. So how long were the police there? And did these
until about 8 o'clock in the morning?
Did these thieves say anything?
Yes, and I asked them why I had them at gunpoint. You know, I told them you robbed the wrong place because you know I have county constable signs up everywhere. Travis County constable all over the RV, and I mean, how stupid can you be? You know, they would have to know we have guns there. I just don't understand why they would do it. But this must have been their last stop, and they just got, you know, brave about it because they had the whole car full. They couldn't have got any more in that car. And they had all this stuff picked out that they were trying to get. They did it real quick, Alex. It was only like 2 or 3 minutes because I heard it on the baby monitor, and I thought it was like a bird or something or a possum or something because they were real quiet about it, and they did it quick. They're in and out of there.
They cut the lock off?
They cut the lock off. They cut the fence down even. Because, see, we have a fence there. They cut the fence, and they cut the lock off that quick with a bolt cutter.
Well, they'll get about 10 minutes in jail. And then if some woman's pulled over not wearing a seatbelt, she'll spend a couple months.
Well, I just did a tour of the jail, and I talked to the sergeant over there. He said about 80% of the people shouldn't be in there. And it's overcrowded again.
Well, for those that don't know, in the new film Police State 3, we have a clip of the local newscast where they admit that, quote, in Travis County, you're guilty until proven innocent. They force you to sign documents before you can even call out for parking tickets saying you're a criminal. And people find that hard to believe. That's how nuts things have gotten.
Well, I saw it with my own eyes. They actually chain people to a bench and give you your own personal phone and say, you get somebody down here to pay this parking ticket or whatever you're there for, or we're going to leave you there. They don't really want to send you to jail, but the people that can't pay, they send them on to jail or refuse to pay.
All right. Well, Mike, what's your brother, who's a local police officer? What's he think about this? You talked to your brother yet?
Well, I did the other day, and believe it or not, he reported a bad cop here in Austin. And instead of doing something to the bad cop, they transfer him out of the area that he's been in for 8 years. So that's what we're going through here.
They transferred your brother, Billy, out of the rich neighborhood into the crack dealer neighborhood now.
That's right. Just because he reported a bad cop, and this is the third time that he had reported this bad cop. So that's what you're dealing with. The good cops cannot get rid of the bad cops.
Well, they run
things, I say.
That's how it works. Thanks for the call, Mike. I'm glad you're all right.
Hey, Alex?
Yes, sir.
We're having a big firework celebration with free food on the 4th of July. Anybody that would like to come out, they're welcome. And that's on Twin Creek Road in Manchac, Texas.
All right. Sounds good. We'll have to report more on that.
Free to the public.
Yeah, because there's a big field right next to the fireworks stand, right?
And we have a big celebration every year. We've been having a mini celebration every night, but the big one's going to be the 4th of July.
All right, Mike. I'll try to drop by. All right. Thanks a lot. I'm glad you're okay. Well, thank God for that. Thank you, Lord. We'll be right back with your calls. We don't have another guest coming up for about 45 minutes. We've got plenty of time to take calls and cover news.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're about to go to Tom and Andrew and Chris and many others that are patiently holding. I just want to make another comment about the story we just discussed of stopping a robbery at the fireworks stand here in Austin, thanks to the Second Amendment and some initiative. Imagine being in New York where they arrest, you know, Navy veterans who defend their family from a thug attacking them in their home, and the father gets more time than the person breaking and entering who had multiple felonies. Imagine being in these cities where you can't own guns and the criminals bust down your doors all the time and rape and kill your family. That's what the Second Amendment is all about, is stopping that and frustrating that. And I'm glad we had Mike on, because one of the weak spots of this show is that I never cover these articles. I see these articles where people shoot thugs in their houses, stop them from robbing people, save people. I mean, every day I see multiple articles around the country, and that's just the stuff that makes it in the news, where people stop crime with guns. And it's the citizens more often than the police, because there's more citizens than police, and it's generally in your homes, your businesses. So we've got to keep that Second Amendment. It is such a key liberty and freedom. Let's talk to Tom in California. Tom, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. I did contact Senator Tom McClintock's office and emailed him. Hopefully he'll try to get on your show. But like I said, he's a busy man right now.
For those who don't know, you're talking about the one of the more conservative candidates who will be on the ballot in the runoff, in the recall against Governor Davis.
Correct. I'm calling this morning because some concerns, just, you know, things I'm seeing are going on, especially about Orrin Hatch and the RIAPP, and he's obviously, you know, getting paid by them to go after the people downloading MP3 music. And I would venture to say that they even put some of that music out there. It's kind of like an entrapment.
Well, thing. In a scan... Well, they admit they do that. In a scan of his website, his senatorial website, there is stolen software valued at $400 to $600. Mm-hmm. So it turns out, Wire News reported, he's a hypocrite. He wants the government to be able, as well as private corporations, this is a bill, by the way, he talked about this last year, it's just back in the news, to hack your computer and destroy it if you download basically anything.
Yes, I heard about that. But they can't go after Enron and the people involved in that. And my second... issue was also kind of like has to do with this topic is from Drudge's site last week, and I rarely go to his site anymore these days, he made a report that Bill Gates was at the White House meeting with Tom Ridge, and that really bothered me as well. I'm sure one of the topics they talked about was MP3 amongst mostly probably computer-related spyware.
Well, yeah, spyware that they're building into the Microsoft operating systems now, as well as the biometric access system. Pardon me?
It's built in, believe me.
Oh, they've been caught as of about 4 years ago doing that.
Yeah, and I'm just seeing where this is all headed with, being arrested and, you know, not told what you're, you know, this is going to be like the starting gate right here, where I'm seeing it go.
Well, they're talking about life in prison now for illegal downloads. See, all these petty crimes, things that can't be proven. There's a lot of different software that you accidentally load on your computer when you download something else.
Yes.
Then it loads some songs onto your computer. Then the SWAT team raids you. It goes on and on.
And they're doing the same thing with pornography and everything else on the computer as well. I'm almost positive of it.
Absolutely. It's amazing. It's about making us all criminals.
Yeah, it's horrifying. That's
it
all
is.
I had to call about, though. But hopefully I'll keep on Mr. McClintock. Hopefully he'll be contacting your show.
All right, well, we're going to get the folks from the Recall Davis campaign on. It's just there's so many different people that I want to get the right folks on. Thanks for the call. All right, second hour coming up. Your calls straight ahead. Everybody stay right there. And a ton of news and another guest. But first, your calls for the next 30 minutes. 800-259-9231. I want to go to your calls quickly. 1-800-259-9231. Be sure and spread the word about the broadcast, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com.
Grow fruits, vegetables, and flowers without chemicals with the help of Arbico. Eating healthy and preserving our earth has never been this easy. Go to Arbico.com today and you'll learn, like I did, about the beneficial organisms.